Psachim, Perakei Mishnah Aleph. We're entering now, Bez Hashem, the second chelik of the Masechta. The first four prokim really dealt with the lead up to the Zman Pesach, the Bir Chometz, the getting rid of Chometz, what goes into Bir Chometz. Versteitzach, there are halachas that were negeh only on Pesach, but it was all in the context of the way we prepare for Pesach, which has to do with getting rid of Chometz and baking the matzah. Now we're getting to Psachim itself. The fourth perek was sort of in between, was Erev Pesach, after Bir Chometz, which is the Zman of Issa Malacha, the Zman of Karban Pesach. And now we're going to deal with the halachas of Karban Pesach. In the Meforshim, this Chelek of Pesach is called Pesach Sheni. The last perek, in Perek Yud, is Arve Psachim. That's already the halachas of the Seder itself. So now we're going to start by Hashem, the dinim of Karban Pesach. Tomid nishchat b'shmoyne u'mechza, v'korev b'teisha u'mechza. Every day, the last carbon that was brought, Torah says, oleo, v'hiktir oleo chel v'ashlamim, that all the carbonos that were brought have a relationship with the carbon tomid shel ben abayim. Remember that there's a carbon tomid shel shachar, that was brought first thing in the morning. There's a carbon tomid shel ben arbayim. Ben arbayim means the afternoon. So l'chara, we would say zrizim magdimah lemitzvus. Shech the carbon pesach shel the carbon tomid shel ben arbayim right after chatzos, or at least a half an hour after chatzos. We'll discuss that soon. But the halacha is not that way, because the halacha of hikti aleh chel v'ashlam says that you could only be makav other carbonus. Remember, thousands and thousands of yidden would come with their carbonus. Oilois and Shlomim befrat yomtiv, where everybody came with all the nedarim and nedavos that they had from the whole year, there was a huge volume of karbonos that were on the mizbech. All karbonos could only be brought before the karbon tomid shel ben arbayim. It's an interesting discussion, by the way, what happens if a karbon is brought after the karbon tomid shel ben arbayim. There's three tzadim. Tosfos in Yuma has three tzadim. One side is the Torah says they can only be brought before. That's the wrong zman, the apostle. The other says, no. The Torah is telling you an assay to set it up that way. You mevatel that, but from I say it's not a psul on the carbon. The carbon is only by night carbonos can't be brought. It's possible for avoido. The whole day is kosher. It's just this man is before those carbonos. Okay? But that's either possible or kosher. Tosfos in Yuma has a third tzad, which is that the carbon is kosher, but it's einoi niter la'achilo. There's no heter achil, you can't eat from the karbonis. And you can't be makdir the hekter chalov ve'murim on the mizbeach, which is a very interesting combination. Tosfos doesn't provide any explanation. The only other place I know of that has that din in problems in karbonis, where the korban itself is kosher, but what we call the achilo, hein the achilas mizbeach, which means the chalov ve'murim that were put on the mizbeach, and hein the achila of the Kehanim and the Yisraelim that eat from the carbon, where there's a divide between the two, is only when there's a zrika shalai b'mkayma, that's a Mishnah in Zvachim Dav Kofei, where dam was nizrak on the Mizbeach, but not in the right place. Dam that was supposed to go lamalo, were lamato, they were lamalo. That has that divide, but that's exactly a kosov over here, where this is coming from, needs a hesper. Vagabonim, there's three tzadim, either it's possible, it's kosher, or there's some type of in-between on dividing the ritzui of the carbon from the achila of the carbon. Now back to our halacha. So there's halacha of aleh hakta kol ha-karbonis. So memela, we have to push off the carbon tomid as long as possible in order to allow time, reasonable amount of time, for the carbonis. Now there were things that were done in the Beis HaMikdash during the day, which was the Zman Avoida after the carbon tomid. There was the Ketores, there was the Mincha of the Karban Tomid, there was the Chavite Kohen Godel, there was the Nesachim, there was the Hadlokas Neroi, so Avadi didn't wait till the end of the day. On a normal day, they pushed it off for 2 hours. The time is 6.5 hours. We'll discuss why 6.5 hours. Ben Abayim is the afternoon, which you mean from 6 hours, from Shei Shoyz Bayoim. We would call it 12 o'clock, from after 6 hours of the day. But in reality, it's 6.5 hours. They pushed it off 2 hours to give more time for private karbonis. So Tomid Nishcha B'Shmoyne U'Mechza, and the whole Seder HaKrovo, preparing the carbon. There was the Hefshet Nituach, and dividing and carrying up the chalakim of the carbon onto the mizbeach. The korov, the hakrova of the carbon, was b'teisha umechza, 9.5 hours. So that leaves over another 2.5 hours for the chalakim of avoda. Ba'ave psochim, nishchat b'sheva umechza, the korov b'shmoyna umechza. Here we have Exeris HaKosov that the Karban Pesach is the only Karban of the year that's brought after the Karban Taman Shel Ben HaAbayim. So Mel, they had to be Magdim, the Karban Taman Shel Ben HaAbayim, in order to leave the end of the day open for the Karban Pesach. We'll see in Mishnah Gimel where that comes from. That over here you could go against the general rule of Hikta Lechel V'Hashlamim. But in any case, the halacha over here is Ba'arve Psochim, Nishchat B'Sheva U'Mechza, after the Korban Tamid, which was 7.5 hours, the Korav Bishmoyno Mechza, that's when the Zman of the Korban Pesach, and that's when the groups came to bring the Korbanos, we'll see later on. Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Now, B'Shabbos, the truth of the matter is, you could have pushed it up more, because there isn't such a volume of Korbanos. There are no private Korbanos brought on Shabbos. Only the Korbanos are Korbanos HaTzibur. Shezmanom B'Shabbos are brought on Shabbos. So you could have pushed them up. This is a filahachi. They did not. Even though there's no Nedarim and Nedavos. L'maisa, there is a Korban Musaf, and there's Bazichim of Levoina, which are shaykh to the Lechem Aponim. So no, they didn't push it back that far. The only time that you have a Hechrach to push it back even further than Sheva V'chetzi, Sheva U'mechza, was Chal Erev Pesach Lios Be'erev Shabbos. Here you have a problem. If you're going to first start bringing the Korban Pesach by 8.5 hours, you give 3.5 hours, on Erev Pesach Shechal Lios Be'erev Shabbos, the Tzli of the Korban Pesach, the roasting it, can't be done on Shabbos. It's not Derech Shabbos. So you have to give an extra hour for everybody to take their Korban Pesach, go to their places of residence for the Yimei HaChag, and to prepare the Korban Pesach to be eaten at night. That takes extra time. Therefore, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Be'erev Shabbos, Nishchat B'Sheish U'Mechza, the first possible time, V'Korov B'Sheva U'Mechza, V'Pesach Achrov. And then, after 7.5 hours of the day, there was already 4.5 hours, the Hakrov's Korban Pesach would take a few hours, and then the preparation, and the going to each one to their place, and the Tzliya, that would take the remainder of the day. We'll just mention one point that we keep on coming back to, 6 hours of the day, L'Chaz Ben Arbayim. What's 6.5 hours? So the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that the way to define afternoon, Beinu Abayim, is Yinotu Tzilulei Erev. When the shadows, you look up and you can see that the shadows shift over as the sun moves over to the other side of the horizon, the shadows come from a different angle. And that's Yinotu Tzilulei Erev really does not start by 6 hours. It starts by 6.5 hours. This is a shadow if you're looking straight up to the shadow that's reflected by the sun, or you're looking at the wall to see the sun on an angle. The angle of the sun and where it hits the ground, creating any shadow, will be only on the other side after 6.5 hours, because you need an angle. But in truth, when you look up, the sun is already moving to the other side of the horizon, already after 6 hours. So which one is it? What's interesting is also, the Achreinim Rabu V'gam Rabu Kashis, the Tzlach L'Moshel has Diukim. Rashi over here in the Sugis in Tamid Nishchat sometimes talks about this man being Sheish Shois, sometimes Sheish V'Mechza. The way it would seem, what comes out of the Mefarshim in a general sense, is that this man Be'etzem should be Sheish, Kilu Be'etzem Ben Abayim is Sheish proper. But you need Sheish V'Chetzi and it's a Din D'Oraisa, not just a Sofik in order to make sure that the sun already moved over. The Din D'Oraisa is B'Sheish V'Mechza, because the Hakrova has to be when you could see visibly by the shadows that it's already after Ben Arbaim. We don't look at clocks. Exeris HaKosov is here. It has to be the time that it's Nikur naturally from the angle of the sun that it's already Yenotel Letzil Le'erev. That being said, befoil the carbon is only kosher b'sheish v'mechza. But be'etzim this man should be sheish. What's the difference? L'may said this man is sheish v'chetzi. The nafkimina will be this man chalek sa'poiskim when this man mincha is. This man mincha is man tamid b'ein arbaim. Practically, you could only be makriv the carbon tamid shal b'ein arbaim when practically you can see that the sun already angles over to the other side, 6.5. But the Zman Mincha might be totally not in the Hakrovas Korban Tom, but when Be'etzim Bein Abayim's, that might be from Sheish. And because of that, there's a major machlokes, the Prichodosh with the Magen Avraham, with other poskim that weigh in on when the Zman Mincha is, by Sheish or Sheish V'mechza. So that's our first Mishnah, and now Mishnah Beis. Let's give a Hagdom over here, which is really the Hagdom to the first parak in Zvokim, and it's crucial to have a basic understanding of the Halochas HaShaloi L'shmo. The Seder HaKrovas Adam of Korbanos is, most people know, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrika. The four, what's called four Avodas Adam that create, without these four, a Korban has no kashrus. Is the Shchita has to be done by Kachim Kalm, it can be done by Chomakum Bazara, by Kachim Kadoshim, it has to be done by Tzofeno Azara. Then there's the Kabbalah. The Shchita can be done, by the way, by Yisrael. The Kabbalah Sadam and the Klisharis has to be done by a Kohen. Hoylocho is the avoid of bringing it to the Mizbeach. And Zriko is the aloch of doing the right Zriko. By Korbachatz, it's one type of Zriko. By an Oilo, second type. By a Pesach and a Bechor, third type. Those are all described in Perkei Zum Mekoimon. You don't even have to learn Mishnayis. You have it at the end of Brochus before Pesuk of the Zimra. Perkei Zum Mekoimon. The halacha is that these four avodas hadam create what's called the ritzui of the korban. When a person, let's say, said that he's going to bring a korban oilo, when do we say he was yotzo yidei choyvosoi? As soon as the zrikas hadam is created, or let's say korban chatas, he needs a kapara. As soon as the zrikas hadam took place, he's miskaper, it's nisratza, and the korban is chal. There's big halacha of the korban that take place after that. They then take the gufa behema, and they prepare it, and they're makriv, the atos chalom memurim, there are chalokim that go up on the mizbeach, there are chalokim that give them to a kohen, chalokim that give them to a bailim. All those parts of the korban, if there was something wrong, doesn't pass on the korban. If all the basar became tameh and none of it could be eaten, if all the chalom memurim became tameh and it can't be put on the mizbeach, it's not mafriya in the ritzu of the korban. You're the bailim, the one who had to bring the korban, was already yotzo. We don't go back and repeat it. But if the dam was nitma, v'shas the halacha, let's say, then the dam is not royal lezrika, and then the korban is not, it's as if a korban wasn't brought. It's not nisratza. So the avodas hadam is these four, the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. That being said, there's a halacha that the avodas hadam has to be done lishmo. It has to be done l'shem if it's a korban shlom, l'shem korban shlom, the korban oila, it's be l'shem korban oila. What happens if one of the avodas hadam is done shaloi l'shmo? It passes the korban. What's interesting is, a passes of a korban, l'moshel, let's say, the zrikas hadam is done al yidei Yisrael, it's not good, it has to be done al yidei kohen. If the shchita or the kabbalah or the halacha or the zrika was done with a machshava shaloi l'shmo, which means oil l'shem shlomim, shlomim l'shem oil, and so on, then the halacha is that the korban is not posel, but there's a psul insofar as the ritzu habaylam. That means you'll take the gufa behema, it's korban shlomim, let's say, you'll be makriv that chalom v'murim, the korban can be eaten. It has a regular kedusha of a korban, it can be eaten with all the dinim of achilas kachim. But the Bailam was lo yotzi dechevosoi. The psul is a psul. So very interesting, the Gemara in the beginning is welcome, has a hard time understanding that. The psul is a psul, legabe the Bailam's being yotzi dechevosoi. What we call beloshen kochen dikishprach, we call it, it's a psul of ritzui. It's not a psul in the carbon, it's a psul in the carbon of ritzui levad. Okay. There are two carbonas that are not that way. Two carbonas with his exes hakosu. That if those korbanos are brought with the machshava shaloi l'shma, they are posel legamri. One of them is a korban chatos, one of them is a korban pesach. And now we have the halacha of the Mishnah. Ha-pesach sheshchotoi shaloi l'shmoi. It was shechted shaloi l'shmoi. V'kibo v'hilach v'zarek shaloi l'shmoi. Oy l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. Either he did everything shaloi l'shma, or he did something shaloi l'shma, or he did one of the avoidos l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. We don't say, by the way, that, okay, I have l'shma, so I thought also that it should be l'shem something else. I thought that it should be l'shem. I was mechashev that it should be l'shem karbon Pesach. I was also mechashev it should be l'shem karbon shlamim. I was also mechashev it should be an oila. That also is a problem. We'll add a little bit hesbet to it. The Brisker Rav explains, the famous shtickle, probably the most famous shtickle Brisker Rav, when you learn the Sechah Zvachim, is that the psul of shaloi l'shma is not a lack of l'shma. Let's say you'd use it as an example. If mitzvah is tzviches kavona, and a person takes a lulav, without kavona is not yoitza. The pshat is over there, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's simply not a ma'aseh mitzvah. If you don't have kavona, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Over here, the pshat is not that without kavona, or with kavona for something else, it's not a korban. The korban is a korban even without you thinking. Even if your mind's a total blank, the one who's being zayek the dam is a total blank, the korban is kosher. The problem is that a machshava shaloi l'shma passels the korban. The Brisker Rav proves it conclusively, b'shit Rambam, could be other Rishonim arguing on that. In any case, that fits very well with the musig over here. You, Taka, were thinking that it should be a korban psalchim. A Korban Pesach. So it is a Korban Pesach. You thought also it should be a Korban Shlomim. That Machshava is a Machshava HaPoiselis. That Machshava sabotages, it passels the Korban. Not only does it passel that the Bailam is not Yotzi Dechivosoi, means that the one who's doing the Avoid is the one who does the damaging Machshava. We're not talking over here about the Bailam thinking. We're talking over here about the Koyin who's being mekabel the dam, shechting or mekabel, or being moilich, or being zerik the dam. He's the one who thinks these damaging, puzzling thoughts. His machshava puts into the korban a machshava hapoiseles. Therefore, it doesn't help that he also thought that should be a korban Pesach. Because he puzzled the korban with his machshava hapoiseles. So therefore, if it's l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy, or even shaloy l'shmoy v'lishmoy, doesn't make a difference which one is first. It's not, well, is the first machshava kaveh what I'm really doing? Or maybe the second one is a chazor on the first one? That's not the point. The point is, it will be a carbon even without your machshava. Your machshava of the different carbon passels the carbon. So all these examples are all possible. The Mishnah says, ketzad l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy, like we said, l'shem Pesach, u'l'shem shlomim. Shaloy l'shmoy v'lishmoy, l'shem shlomim, l'shem Pesach, either combination is possible. Now, we'll point out that the halacha of machshava hapoiseles, and like we say, it's not only, it's not a lack of being a korban Pesach, even if you're mechashav the korban Pesach, you're mechashav something else, it passels. However, the Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim says, it's only possible when it's a machshava hapoiseles of another korban. If you're mechashiv also that you're shechting l'shem chulin, I don't know how a person could actually do that. He's mechashiv while he's shechting korban Pesach, that what he's doing really is he's shechting l'shem chulin. You can't be mafkia l'shem korban, it's a korban. A machshava peselas is only another type of kachim. B'loshan HaGemara in the beginning is Zvachim, minoy machriv, something that's similar, another korban, is machriv, could destroy, could pass the carbon. Loi mino is something which is totally dissimilar. It's a machshava of chulin. Loi machriv can't be machriv.